settled in. We're at our overnight low of 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. The president will address the nation at some point this week about his historic decision to leave the 2024 presidential race and his endorsement of his vice president, Kamala Harris, to take on Donald Trump in the fall.
To many Democrats, Democratic leaders, this is something that he should have done weeks ago. His decision to run again as president was a mistake, making him by far the oldest potential nominee because he never actually got the nomination for president in American history. Now, the oldest presidential nominee from a major party is a guy named Donald Trump.
ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Next up will be the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in a month. ABC White House Correspondent Mary Alice Parks with more on what's next.
The DNC knows that they have to sort of leave room if some other Democrat wants to challenge Harris, and to leave room for voters and delegates to not feel like this was mandated.
Wildfires forcing evacuations in Southern California. Two fires are burning in Riverside County. One has destroyed at least three homes and damaged several more. The fires have burned through at least 1,000 acres. New worries about the potential for layoffs coming up. ABC's Daria Albinger.
A new survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds costs are rising for many respondents, and they're tightening their belts. So how will that affect hiring?
About a quarter of respondents are saying that hiring is rising. That's a little bit up from the previous survey.
NABE's Michael Urick says, well, getting a job is one thing, keeping it is another.
21% of respondents said that they believe layoffs over the coming 6 months are more likely than they were in the previous 6 months.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Golfer Xander Schauffele picked the perfect time to play what he called his best round ever. He hit four birdies down to the stretch, claiming the British Open by two strokes, his second major of the year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Hometown of baseball yesterday, Dodgeville was a winner against Verona in a battle of unbeatens in Sunday League action. 8-2 the final score. Hollandale over Argyle, 3-1. Belleville 12, Ridgeway 4. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb over Arena, 5-2. Scholesburg Benton, 7-2 over Muscadet. And Blanchardville, 7-1 over Wyota. In the north, Wanakee a winner against Cazenovia, 19-7. Sauk Prairie, 11-0 over Plain. Ashton, 8. Reedsburg, 5. Cross Plains, 7-1 over Black Earth. And Mazamani, 6-1 winners against the Dells. Reese Hoskins hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the 8th inning. And rookie Jackson Turia homered and drove in 3 runs to help lift the Brewers to a 2-game sweep over the Twins, 8-7. At Target Field yesterday, with the game tied at 5-all, Hoskins took the Twins reliever Griffin Jacks deep to left for his 15th home run of the season. The Brewers move on to take on the Chicago Cubs. They are in fourth place in the National League Central. The Brewers in first, 7:05 first pitch time this evening. Elsewhere in interleague play, San Diego 2-1 over Cleveland, and the Dodgers beat Boston 9-6. Yesterday in the National League, the Cubs were winners 2-1 over Arizona, and St. Louis beat Atlanta 6-2, Washington 5, Cincinnati 2, Philadelphia 6-0 over Pittsburgh, Miami 4, the Mets 2, San Francisco 3-2 over Colorado. In the American League, Toronto 5, Detroit 4, Kansas City 4-1 over the White Sox, Tampa Bay 6-4 against the Yankees, Texas 3, Baltimore 2, Seattle 6-4 over Houston, and the Angels beat Oakland. That final was 8-5. Justin Rose needed a long putt for par on the 12th hole at Royal Troon to keep pace with Xander Schauffele. The 21-footer looked good, and the crowd was ready to erupt. It caught the left side of the cup, though, and lipped out. Schauffele was the player who couldn't win a major at the start of the year. Now he has two of them. The 30-year-old Californian won the British Open over the weekend. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages the community to speak up about mental health and work towards breaking the stigma around mental illness. Minority populations are less likely to be diagnosed with mental illnesses and receive treatment due to stigma and a lack of available resources. This month, advocate for mental wellness education and help break the mental health stigma.
For today, a high in the low 80s with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and a low of 63. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely across the region. Some locations could receive more than a quarter of an inch tomorrow and a high of 82. Tuesday night, 60 and Wednesday, 77. We picked up 23/100ths of an inch of rain and a kind of a gentle shower last night. Some folks had a little bit more intensity with some of those storms yesterday. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. The fog has settled in, and we're at 63 degrees, which is the overnight low. WRCO, WRCE Radio on a Monday morning. We get back to tunes for a time. This is Gabby Barrett.
I was 7 years old. He was holding my hand as we walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. So you can't pretend it's just you and me. So I closed my eyes and I stood on his feet.
Cause girl, just like we practiced back at the house. Use those two left feet.
Good advice, Gabby Barrett, and dance like no one's watching. Good Monday morning. Phil Nee with you on a Monday. We had some good times with the family and friends over the weekend, little granddaughter time. She and I had a camp out actually in the living room, and we actually pitched a tent. So I slept in a tent over the weekend, but I was really roughing it. It was in the living room, but some fun grandbaby time, that's for sure. Here's Alabama.
Every once in a while, I catch a gust of wind in my sail. Girl, you know I never can tell where it's gonna take me. Every now and then, I get to rolling and the wheels come loose. I'm rocking like a rock star dude out here in the crazy. Come find me. I'm out on the wind tonight. Come find me. Sure use my friend tonight. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. 'Cause only you know where I am. I'm somewhere out west, heading somewhere down south. Girl, and right about now, I'm all alone. Your rambling boys been dancing out on the ledge. Ain't enough of my candle lit to light my way home. Come find me. I'm out on the road. Come find me, the one I wanna hold tonight. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. 'Cause only you know where I am. Oh, tonight there's just a sliver of a silver moon above me on this lost highway. I sure do miss you, babe. Come find me. Come and get your guitar, man. Come find me. 'Cause only you know where I am. There's a stranger in my mirror who don't know how to behave. He keeps grinning about you and whistling tunes while he ought to be watching me shave. We move alike and we look the same, but I swear we got totally different.
different brains, and the love we're in with you just makes it clearer. He used to be my twin, now there's a stranger in my mirror. And he doesn't want to go out drinking with all of his friends no more. He's got both of us thinking, you're what we're living for. We've gone crazy and we can't recover. You're always on one mind or the other. I admit we should be certified. He's a little schizophrenic, and so am I. There's a stranger in my mirror who don't know how to behave. He keeps grinning about you and whistling tunes while he ought to be watching the shade. We move alike and we look the same, but I swear we got totally different brains, and the love we're in with you just makes it clearer. He used to be my twin, now there's a stranger in my mirror. And he's always doing little things I never thought I'd do. Looking at the diamond rings, drawing hearts and writing, I love you. Thought it was just a case of mild affection, until I caught a glimpse of my reflection. I looked up into my own eyes and saw someone staring back I didn't recognize. There's a stranger in my mirror who don't know how to behave. Grinning about you and whistling tunes while he ought to be watching me shave. We move alike and we look the same, but I swear we got totally different brains, and the love we're in with you just makes it clearer. He used to be my twin, now there's a stranger in my mirror. Lord, I'm in love with you, and there's a stranger in my mirror.
Who is that gray-haired guy? Okay, oh, that's me. All right, I got it. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center, still in a fog this morning, and it is 18 minutes after 6.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It sounds like the drought is over. We'll have details about that coming up on the news at 6:30 today. I guess we kind of maybe surmise that now. 63 degrees at WRCO, WRCE Studios. Here's Mike Hernandez.
He just got home from serving Uncle Sam. Two purple hearts tattooed on his hand. One look and you could tell that boy had been through hell. Bartender asked, "You've got a story to tell." He said, "These purple hearts are battle scars, here to remind me who my hero. They fought and died for our freedom. Now they're resting on the grounds of Arlington. These purple hearts are battle scars." Bartender said, "Well, I got mine in Vietnam. I left a boy, but I came back a man. I mourned her late at night while they took us by surprise. And I'm the only one who made it out alive." He said, "My purple hearts are battle scars, here to remind me who my scars. Whoa, these purple hearts are battle
Southern Pacific getting Reno bound on a Monday morning. 64 degrees here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO Radio will again be hosting a Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction Monday through Friday, July 29th through August 2nd. Listen and watch for more details on WRCO and on our social media sites about the items that will be for sale and the schedule. All proceeds go to Grace. This year's Walk with Grace will be held Friday night, August 9th. This is Phil Nee, and on behalf of our WRCO staff and the Grace volunteers, we invite you to be a part of the radio auction between 10 and noon starting Monday, July 29th on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. The forecast for today, 82 for a high, some showers and thunderstorm chances starting again this afternoon, scattered showers possible tonight, and a low of 63. Right now, we're up one from the overnight low with some real thick fog hanging around this morning. It is 64 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy Downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Wisconsin Democrats react to President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw from his reelection campaign. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler said in a statement that Biden will be remembered as one of history's greatest presidents and deserves profound gratitude for his patriotism and leadership. The statement did not mention Vice President Kamala Harris, who Biden has endorsed and who's scheduled to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Earlier on Sunday, USA Today published contents of a letter signed by Wickler and six other state party chairs reaffirming their support for the president. They wrote that Biden could defeat what they summarized as the mega threat of abortion bans, dictatorship, and giveaways to billionaires. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan says President Biden made the right decision for the country.
On Friday, the 2nd District Representative joined three other House Democrats in an open letter to Biden, asking him to step aside, one of many such calls in recent weeks.
There was concern by many in this country that Donald Trump could possibly get elected, the damage that that would do to this country, and I think the president decided the best path forward was to step aside.
Pocan credits the president for getting us out of COVID and turning the economy around and for putting country over his personal ambition in his decision to end his reelection campaign and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A wet month of June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. It wasn't the wettest June on record, but the Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most locations received at least 6 inches of rainfall, with a statewide average of just under 7 inches. That's 48%, or just over 2.25 inches more than normal, making it the sixth wettest June going back to 1895. And while all that rain following a very wet May crushed the drought, it also actually meant lots of flooding and storm damage. Rain fell frequently and intensely last month. Some places in northwest and south central Wisconsin had 4 to 6 inches more than normal. Bayfield County experienced its wettest June on record. An EF0 tornado was confirmed to have touched down in south central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the tornado that touched down southwest of Evansville last week had estimated peak winds of 70 miles per hour. It was on the ground from 7:26 to 7:28 and traveled just under a mile and a quarter. According to the National Weather Service, at its widest point, the tornado was 50 yards wide. Last week's tornado marks the second tornado to touch down in or near Evansville this year, with a February 8th EF2 tornado causing an estimated $2.44 million in damages. A new social media scam is using a bait-and-switch approach to fool users into clicking on harmful links. Marathon County Sheriff's Detective Bradley Tatro says it starts with a post that seems well-intentioned, like a missing person or animal. Tatro says scammers are looking to install malware on a device or entice users to provide personal data. These suspicious posts will often have their comments turned off to encourage sharing. He also says, be suspicious of any post in a local group that comes from a new account or one with very few followers. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of David A. Verdick, 58, of Arena, as a result of an incident that occurred in the village of Reedstown. On Thursday afternoon, the sheriff's office received a call from a retail business in the village of Reedstown reporting that Verdick attempted to purchase merchandise with fake or vanity currency, a $100 bill. Verdick had already presented photo identification to the business during an earlier purchase. The alert employee quickly realized the currency presented for payment was counterfeit. The employee retained possession of the fake currency and told Verdick the sheriff's office would be notified. Verdick left the area last seen traveling east on U.S. Highway 14. Sheriff's deputies worked diligently investigating and developing probable cause that led to the arrest on Saturday, July 20th, by the town of Campbell police located on French Island. Verdick will be booked for probation violation. In August of 2023, Verdick was convicted of possession of methamphetamine, a Class 1 felony. He was placed on probation for 3 years as a part of his sentence. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher, assisting the Sheriff's Office, where the Richland County Sheriff's Office, along with the town of Campbell police, La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, and other law enforcement agencies. If you have any information about this crime, any similar crime, or any other crime, you are urged to contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS, that's 8477, or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, Division of Community Corrections. On Sunday morning, the Cuba City Fire, Benton First Response, and Southwest Health EMS were paged to County Highway H and South Galena Road for a helicopter that went down in a field. The Lafayette Grant County, Wisconsin scanner reported on X, formerly known as Twitter, that upon arrival, there was one person out of the helicopter and walking around with unknown injuries. The Southwest Health EMS returned to the station. The patient refused transport. Get rid of standing water in your yard. That's the message from the UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach, who says it doesn't take much to give mosquitoes a place to reproduce. Things like kids' toys, a low-lying spot in a tarp, or clogged gutter that holds water could be a breeding site for mosquitoes. Even something as small as a soda bottle cap could be enough water for some species. If you've got a bird bath, be sure to change the water regularly and get a pump to keep it circulating. We'll check forecast details for this coming week in just a moment.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
A high today of 82, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, primarily in the afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, and late night, scattered showers possible, a low of 63. Showers and thunderstorms likely across the area Tuesday, and a high of 82. Less humidity Wednesday and 77, and low 80s with sunshine and nice conditions on Thursday and Friday. Right now in Richland Center, just 1/100th of an inch of rain. Since midnight, we received just over 2/10ths of an inch in the rain that came through last night. Sunday's muggy high was 82 degrees. It was 66 at midnight. We've had a low of 63 today, and right now we're at 64 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader's Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up in sports, a look back at local baseball from yesterday, and the Brewers take two from the Twins.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. The BX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday at Home Talent Baseball, Wanakee ran past Cazenovia 19-7. The visiting local nine broke away with a four-run fourth inning and a nine-run fifth. They evened their record to 6-6 as the regular Sunday League Home Talent Baseball season came to an end. The Reds had a four-run fifth inning and had some good individual performances. Isaac Jennings was 4-for-4 with three RBI to lead the home team. Wanakee was led by Riley Ripp and Jarrett Feger, who both had three hits. The Reds finished the Sunday season at 2-10. They will play a nightly game Friday night at home against Sauk Prairie. Following the 19-7 win, Wanakee prepares for the home talent playoffs, which begin on Sunday. In other games, Sauk Prairie shut out Plain 11-0, Ashton over Reedsburg 8-5, Cross Plains 7, Black Earth 1, Mazamini 6-1 over Wisconsin Dells. In the West, Dodgeville was a winner against Verona in a battle of unbeatens, 8-2 Dodgeville. Hollandale over Argyle, 3-1. Belleville, 12. Ridgeway, 4. Pine Bluff Monhora beat Arena, 5-2. Scholesburg-Benton over Muscadet, 7-2. Blanchardville, 7-1 over Wyota. In Legion baseball over the weekend, the Cazenovia Legion took two from the visiting Canners from the Beaver Dam area, 2-1 in 8 innings and 10-0 Cazenovia in 5 innings in the second game. And the Prairie du Chien Grasshoppers defeated Viroqua's Legion team 2-0 in Legion baseball from yesterday. The Brewers were able to hold on for a sweep of the Minnesota Twins after Reese Hoskins gave them the lead for good. Milwaukee took the 8-7 decision despite giving up two runs in the bottom of the ninth. The score was tied at 5 when Hoskins hit his go-ahead home run in the eighth. Rookie Jackson Chirio also had a big fly, and reserve catcher Eric Haas went deep. It was actually twice that Eric hit home runs. Just off the injury list, reliever Jared Kaney got the win. The Brewers are in Wrigley Field tonight to start a three-game series behind starter Tobias Myers. Bryce Terang of the Brewers says the team just keeps on keeping on.
This team wants to win, you know, and it shows tonight. We just keep going, you know. We're trying to win every pitch, win every at-bat, and we did it. You know, it was a team win all around, and we just went out there and battled, and it's fun to play with these guys.
The Cubs were winners against Arizona. That score was 2-1. St. Louis 6-2 over Atlanta. Washington 5, Cincinnati 2. Philadelphia 6-0 over Pittsburgh. Miami 4, the Mets 2. San Francisco 3-2 over Colorado. In the American League, Toronto 5, Detroit 4. Kansas City 4-1 over the White Sox. Tampa Bay 6, the Yankees 4. Texas 3-2 over Baltimore. Seattle 6, Houston 4. And the Angels 8-5 over Oakland. Interleague action, San Diego 2-1 winners against Cleveland, and the Dodgers 9, Boston 6. The Packers start training camp today with tackle Zach Tom and tight end Tucker Kraft still on the sidelines. Both players suffered torn pectoral muscles before organized team activities began. They are on the physically unable to perform list, but should be back soon. Tom is one of the top offensive tackles in the NFL, and Kraft filled in capably when starter Luke Musgrave was knocked out by an injured spleen last season. Also unavailable as the players show up at Ray Nitschke Field, our rookie undrafted guard Donovan Jennings. A good performance during the 24 NBA Summer League suggests second-year pro Chris Livingstone may be getting more playing time this season. That development would be something good to come out of a winless record for the Bucks in Las Vegas. And football unofficially kicks off with Big Ten Media Days starting tomorrow. Head coach Luke Fickell heads the Badgers delegation that goes before reporters after the session starts at 10 a.m. Fickell will be joined by safety Hunter Wohler, linebacker Jack Chaney, and tackle Jack Nelson that afternoon. New league members Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Washington will be represented at the three-day event in Indianapolis. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a torso wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in the air. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
that it worked that way. You never would listen.
On FM 100.9 and WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, the tornado movie Twisters made $80.5 million domestically in its opening weekend, putting it at number one at the box office. It made about $30 million more than expected. Despicable Me 4 dropped to second place, with Inside Out 2 in third, Long Legs number 4, and A Quiet Place Day 1 wound up in fifth. Over the weekend, I've heard pretty good reviews about Twister. You know, I'm not exactly sure when I was going in that that reviews would be very good for it, because it's a sequel, and sometimes sequels aren't as good. But sounds like it is pretty good reviews on that one. Maybe on the Phil Nee must-see list this summer. We're at 64 degrees at WRCO. Fog starting to lift a little bit, and we're going to better our temperature by about 20 degrees later on today.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
Nutrition Enterprises is excited to announce the re-grand opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin, just 1 mile north of the fairgrounds. Nancy and Emmanuel Lunk enjoyed serving the Tri-County area since 1969. After Emmanuel's recent passing, Nancy wants to fulfill his wish for the store to continue serving the community with top-notch nutrition and healthy home products. At Nutrition Enterprises, receive personalized service with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shackley products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We welcome you to join us for the grand reopening on July 25th and 26th. Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
Good morning. Our update at 7 is coming up in a bit and more regular features. We'll see if Hank was very successful in trying to find some jokes. It's been kind of a dry spell for me, you know, but we'll see what we can come up with. I wrote down a couple on my hand that I heard yesterday at Casanova. Anyway, here's Frank Ray on FM 100.9, Country and Community.
We both knew it was coming, but we put it off. Then she woke up this morning, said we need to have a talk. Said she met some guy the other night, thinks he might be the one. I tried not to look happy as we were packing her things into her trunk. As she pulled out, I was smiling, thinking now she's drinking somebody else's. I just got lucky, but I kind of feel sorry for him. Yeah, I wish him well and hope like hell that old boy's made of green. Cause his brand new honey and his drinking money sure ain't gonna be cheap. Yeah, tonight it ain't on me. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab. Somebody else is here off. She ain't my problem no more. She's drinking somebody.
raise it up.